Sutara chanting. Will be the chanting for the for monks, you know, or students, who is related, who was who passed away. Student related to the temple or monastery. Last year, Trudy Dixon passed away, and we had ceremony, memorial service the other day. But not only memorial days, but also we recite sutra every morning for monks and students who passed away. And the parents or ancestors of we students and our donors and the people who worked for the country, for our country. That is the last service we have every morning. And in its echo says, Aumi koi negawaku wa sambo fushite shoukan wo taretamai. Aongi koi negawakua means looking upwards to the altar. We ask for three treasures, presents, Buddha, Dhamma, Sangha. And with the merit of reciting Daihishin Dharani, we dedicate for the monks and students who is related to us and passed away. And parents or ancestors of every student and ancestors and parents of our donors. And the people who worked hard for the country. And what we wish is that by the merit of reciting sutra, we want to help their practice, and I want them to help our practice, encourage our practice, and that is the meaning of the last echo. In each in Japan, this kind of custom or dedication started already Buddha's time. If you read scriptures, you will have many event. And on that occasion, Buddha told his disciples to recite sutra, or to make offering for those for their parents. Maybe first event as far as we know, the king Hashinoko asked Buddha to make offering to Buddha and to give sermon on that occasion. That is the first event, maybe. After that, in India, it is a kind of custom to make offering, and offering there are two kinds of offering: alms offering, alms giving, and dhamma giving. Those are two kinds of offering. To give someone, or to to give to recite sutra, or to practice zazen, it's a kind of offering to the people and to the deceased too. And the best alms offering was supposed to be to offer something, to offer to make alms offering to priest was the best offering. And for the priest to give in such a occasion, they would Buddha would give them some salmon. And later, we have in almsgiving, we have offering of incense, offering of flower, and offering of light. And offering of food, and those are most important offering to Buddha. To offer incense means to offer incense to ask Buddha to come. It's the meaning of offering of incense. When Buddha know someone is burning incense, Buddha would go, Buddha would visit the family who is who make incense offering, and he respond to their wish, and he would give some. So incense is sometimes called messenger, not messenger from Buddha, but messenger from someone to for Buddha to come. That is original meaning of offering incense. Later, incense offering means like is fragrance of incense pervades everywhere. Buddha's teaching and Buddha's wisdom or Buddha nature is everywhere. So it is the incense offering symbolizes Buddha's inspiring activity. But originally, we think incense is to invite, to ask Buddha to come. And flower, we offer flower in this way nowadays, but before in India, they scattered flower when Buddha came. Maybe that is more Indian way. I don't know. I haven't been to India yet, but I understand they are observing, still observing that kind of rituals. In Vedanta society, they offer flowers to the altar. That will be the Indian way. But later, in China or Japan, we offer flower in flower base like this. Water. Water also, when we drink water, all the thirst will go, all the flame of many desires will calm down. So the water symbolizes the wisdom. Wisdom which will clear up our mind. Wisdom which make our thirsty desire to calm down. So water means wisdom. And light or candle also symbolizes the wisdom which will break the darkness of the ignorance. And as you know, we when we offer light and flower, light is more supposed to be more important offering. So we offer light left hand side and offer flower right hand side of the Buddha. If I am Buddha, here there is flower, and this side there is candle. That is more usual. And we offer water and incense center. Food. Not only food. As you see in Lotus Sutra, there is four offerings or more. Food, medicine, and wearing or bed. Onjiki ebuku. Ebuku is, onjiki is food, ebuku is clothing, and gagu. Gagu is bed. Those are also important almsgiving. When we say kuyo in Japanese, in Japanese we say okuyo wo itashimashou, okuyo wo onegai itashimasu. Our member may come, would come to me tomorrow, or the day week tomorrow is my mother's memorial day. So we want to have okuyo wo itashimasu. Okuyo means ku means offering. To offer is ku. Yo means to encourage their parents or their mother's spirit to practice more. And ask her encouragement for our practice. It's, you know, yo. Yo means to give some nourishment or to encourage. It's yo. In Japan, you know, I didn't like so much, but anyway, when they observe Okuyo or memorial service, they would, have a kind of, not party, but, you know, they provide various dishes for priests. Originally, you know, priests, they invited priests to give them some talk or to give them some sermon. And they would offer food for the sermon. So still in Japan, in China and Japan, whenever we observe, memorial service for their parents or their ancestors, they would give us food, a lot of food. If we cannot eat it, they give us, you know, too much, so we cannot finish it. If we cannot finish it, they would ask us to carry it back. When I was a little temple disciple, I had a very difficult time to take them back to my temple. My teacher would leave as soon as he said goodbye. Ya domo, gochisou sama ninarimashita. And wearing geta, he would go back. And my duty was to, you know, to borrow some bags, you know, to put various food in it and to carry his food and my food. And if I'm youngest, you know, I would carry my older disciples' food too. Sometimes and they may say, as it is too hot, how about this watermelon? Please carry it back. Sometimes pumpkin. Watermelon is, good, still good, but pumpkin is awful to carry. It is, you know, always rolling, you know, right and left on my back, this way and that way, because it is round. Watermelon is very smooth, so it didn't hurt my back so badly, but pumpkin is off, you know, because it is not, it is rough, and we say deko-boko. Boko is, this is boko, B-shape, you know. And M-shape is でこ。でこ。ぼうこ。Several times、I was given pumpkin when I was coming home. Anyway, in Japan, we observed in the countryside, we observed memorial service in that way.They are very good people and they observe it very sincerely without asking too much questions. Yesterday someone was saying, what was the song? Legend?All-time legend, yeah. All-time legend. Was good enough. It is exactly so. They don't mind what it is. All-time legend is good enough. But it was not so happy with me, when I have to do too much about it. And Ohingan, Ohingan, do you know Ohingan? Spring and evening, autumn equinox day.Almost all the family observe big memorial service. And they would, each family will make offering to my temples, Buddha. If my village is there were 80 families in my village, from 80 families we would Buddha would receive 80offerings, sometimes mochi, sometimes dango. Dango is rice ball. It is originated in India, and Japanese people still observing Indian custom to offer dango.Which is rice ball. You grind rice and steam it and make rice ball and offer. So, Indian people, as you know, when they eat, they made ball and eat it. So they, we still offer.Dango to the Buddha. One of the important offering to there to the Buddha and their family shrine. And actually, we were too busy in taking care of a memorial service or a funeral service, and we actually didn't have not much time to practice zazen even. And around the temple, there mostly we have big cemetery and two clean cemetery. Cemetery of the family who is not is not in village. The recently, you know, in countryside of the Japan, people give up their home and go to the city to work to have more to have better job. So in the country there are many tombstones. No one actually taking care of. So in Obon or equinox day, we were pretty busy. This is for, I think, Kuyo. Originally, it is good. It has deep meaning. But if, you know, we depend on almsgiving or preaching too much, forgetting the fundamental practice of zazen, Buddhism will be lost. I think in America, we Zen Buddhists will not be involved in such an activity so much, I hope. But I think we should not forget our friend. With whom we practice and who encouraged us and who had very good time with us. We shouldn't forget. But I don't think it is necessary to have big celebration or to have big memorial service for them. As Dongen Zenji said, if you want to make almsgiving, the cherry blossom in the mountain will be a good offering. even the cherry blossom. In deep mountain will be a good offering, will be maybe the best offering. So to have this kind of sentiment is important. But we should not be involved in that kind of activity too much, I think. That is, anyway, we just dedication is for our ancestors and for priests and students who practiced with us, and for people who worked hard for our country and society. I think this will be as I'm going to visit Japan end of August, I'm leaving the Sahara the day after tomorrow. And tomorrow evening we want to observe a kind of ceremony for our friend. So there will be no lecture. Accordingly, this lecture will be the last lecture for fire. If you have some question, please ask me. Hi. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.